Once again, I want to say it's a privilege to bring God's word, a message from the Lord to you, to your family, and to whoever is not even part of the church, but you're listening online. It's an absolute privilege because I know that the word of God is life-giving, changing, and is the most reliable message, the most reliable word in your life, in my life, and in this world. There is nothing more reliable than Jesus and his word. And last week I began, I think, a two-part series, really, about how Joshua led God's people in to take possession of the land, and how we, as the people of God, the church of Jesus Christ, those who believe in him, are now in Christ, in the promised land. The land of promise is all ours. It's been given to us. But how there are these obstacles, these situations that we face corporately as a church, big issues, and corporately, not just, individually, there's big battles that we're going to win. And in Jericho, the enemy was holding on to what belonged to God's people. And that can apply to you personally, in your family, in your body. It can apply to you in your work, if you're having a challenge with your work at the moment. And we know the end of the story was a great victory. And that victory resulted not only in the people of God possessing what God said was theirs, but it also resulted in a whole family being saved. And I believe that's what Jesus is, his ultimate goal is to see people saved in this time and generation. And that means in the place where we live and the place that we're serving Jesus today. And so we're just going to look at this word again. We're just going to read the word of God from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 30. And this is what the word says, that by faith. And this is the key, really, to the victory. It begins with this faith. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down. That was the supernatural power of God moved, and everything changed. By faith, the walls fell down. After, that was the message from last week, there had to be an after. They had to do something after they had encircled the walls for 7 days. And you remember how back in the book of Joshua, we read how Joshua met with the commander-in-chief. He met with the Lord. And the Lord revealed himself as the one who'd come to be the commander-in-chief, to be the Lord of his own people. And Joshua surrendered, and that was the beginning of his victory. He surrendered, and that's the beginning of our victory. Submit to God and resist the devil. But the first part is submit to God. And after submitting to the Lord and recognizing him as his commander, the commander of the church, he then said, Lord, what do you want to say? And then the Lord gave him these instructions to walk for 6 days round the walls, and on the seventh day to walk 7 times round. It must have been quite a feat, really. Marching as God's people, the church of Jesus Christ, walking by faith. The whole army, the whole people, walking by faith. Keeping on going, keeping on going, keeping on going, keeping on going. And then they were asked to blow the trumpet and shout, and the walls fell flat. And that's the vision. That's the vision that God gave Joshua when he first spoke. He said, see, I have given you the city. So in other words, I have conquered it already. I have already given it. And when God gives you a promise, it has already been given, the victory. And he wanted Joshua, like he wants us to see, that every word, every promise in the Bible is yes and amen. But when we receive it personally, it's as if he is saying to us, just like he said to Joshua, see, I have already given you the victory. And that's how faith works. Faith works because we already have the word. We already have what God says as a done deal. When Jesus died and rose again, he finished everything that was necessary for us to have victory in every area of our lives, victory over the enemy, and to work in his name, bringing victory to many people who are not yet saved. And so I was thinking about this, and I really feel the message the Lord wants to speak today is about that walking around the walls when the walls are still standing up. And how that part, those days of walking, doing what God says to do consistently every day, actually the same thing over and over. How many of you know the Christian walk sometimes is just doing the same thing that Jesus said to do over and over and over again? And this is speaking not of an instant miracle, but many times in our lives, the miracles that come as a result of receiving a promise don't happen immediately. They happen after we have walked doing what God said to do. And at that point, there is a victory. There comes a point where there is a supernatural breakthrough. And when you have a promise, when faith comes through hearing the word personally, that's how faith comes, is your relationship with Jesus. You understand that he's commander in chief and that what he says is actually the truth. And there are promises in here for you, for every area of your life. The promises for the church, promises for our nation. You know, one promise, we know it off by heart, a lot of us. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek my face and pray, then I will turn, then I will heal their land. You see, that's a, if you'll do this, I'm going to do that. And the vision is healing the land. And how does the land get healed? Through the gospel and people getting saved. People coming to know Jesus and being healed spiritually in their relationship with God and in every sphere of their lives. And so Joshua is to start his walk by faith. He starts with seeing something about what God is going to do in a situation that doesn't change for a long time. And I think I'm going to be speaking to people who are walking on day 3. Some of you might be walking on day 7. And some of you might be walking very near to the point where you're going to see a breakthrough. And I'm hoping I'm on day 7 personally. And I'm hoping I'm on day 6 at least for some of the promises that I have seen and heard from the Lord and believing for us and for my own life. And I can imagine Joshua looking out, and his view, his sight is completely different now once he's got a word. And you know, life is supposed to be different for a Christian. We're supposed to see things completely different to the way that situation is presenting itself. It doesn't mean the problem isn't there. It's just that we've got a greater view, God's perspective through his promise, his word about that situation. And I like to think of it like this. It's like that's the wall. If you imagine this hand being the wall, but if you imagine this hand is the promise of God, and instead of looking at the wall anymore, we begin to have a holy imagination where the word is showing us a different view and we're seeing what God sees, instead of just seeing a problem, seeing an impossibility. And that's what faith does. That's what receiving God's word, God's promise on a situation does. It makes you see differently and actually makes you extremely happy because of what you're seeing. If you see the walls, it doesn't make you happy. It makes you a little bit, how on earth are we going to do this? But as soon as you've got faith, you know you're going to see a victory. You know that it's going to be a different outcome than just trying to work out how you're going to manage the problem and get through this time. And that's what Joshua had. And that's what people walking by faith have. They have a promise and a vision of victory, of change, whether it's physically, health. You know, if you have a promise by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. You start to have a picture of you walking in that healing. That's how it works. But if you put the picture of how things look in the natural, then what you start to see doesn't need faith, actually. You just look at the symptoms, look at the problems, and you've got a natural view on it. But the word always brings God's vision, God's plan for victory into our lives so that we see differently about a situation. I call it a holy imagination. A word, spirit-given, holy imagination. And I think it's time to really work on our holy imagination so that we have a vision according to what God says. So that inside of us, in my heart, I'm seeing something completely different to those walls. I'm seeing a victory going in and seeing people saved. And, you know, I was driving to a meeting a couple of weeks ago. And as I'm driving along, I've learned to ignore what I feel about certain situations like the walls of Jericho. I learned early on that it didn't do me any good to analyze situations and analyze what I was feeling. I decided that my feelings are not going to help me, nor are they going to enable me to walk by faith often. And I'm driving into this meeting, and because I've learned to ignore my feelings, and I was, naturally speaking, feeling a little bit like, it's time we saw a victory in this particular situation. I don't know if you've ever been there, and that's what I believe God wants to speak into today. It's time I saw what God had promised happen in this situation. I'm driving in, and I'm thinking, right, get your mind on the promise. So I'm starting to think about the promise that God had given for this particular situation, even though there's still pain. There's still a problem. There's still a situation with no change. The walls are still up. I'm thinking promise. I'm thinking about what God said. And then I began to think, I remember what God said 25 years ago over my life. He spoke it. And I'm starting to picture it again. As I'm thinking about it, I'm starting with my holy imagination and it's starting to go. And then I started to think about what God said about the church. We haven't yet seen. But what we haven't yet seen, God is saying, I see, and I've given it to you. This is how I see this church. And I was looking at the town, and God, I remember a few years ago now, God said, see, I've given, there are many people in this city. I've given them to you. And I know there are many people that are going to join the church. I've seen it. I've seen it in the Word. I've seen it in my heart. I believe it. And I'm helping myself walk by faith, even though my feelings are not particularly good on this morning. And as I'm driving in, I see a rainbow in reality. Okay, so not in my heart, but in a physical reality. And I love seeing rainbows because it always speaks to me a sign. That's what God said he would set in the heavens, a sign. And that sign would be, whenever you see a rainbow of his faithfulness, that what God says, he is faithful. His character is flawless. He is not a man that he should lie or change. So what he says he's going to do. And in that rainbow is a sign of his faithfulness and also his faithfulness to his word. And I'm sitting there driving. And I vocally begin to thank God. I've been thinking about the promises, see the rainbow, and I start to give thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, you're faithful. Thank you, Lord, you're faithful. You're so faithful, you're going to do it. You did it for Abraham. You did it for Joshua. After they'd walked around the walls, you did it. I believe you're faithful. And then he spoke back. And it's not always the case that I hear him speak immediately back, but it was a clear speaking back in my heart, and these thoughts popped up. It was as if I was talking to myself, And what he said actually wasn't quite what I wanted to hear. Because there I am proclaiming his faithfulness and remembering his promises. And what he said was this: you have need of endurance. And literally, when I heard him say that, I knew it was from scripture. I know exactly where it was. The Holy Spirit spoke it to me, because he always takes the truth of God's word and he always reminds us of the things that are written, the word of God. That's how the Spirit works. You have need of endurance. And I think I sat there and slumped a bit in my seat. I think it'd make you laugh. I sat and went, right. And literally, it was like a moment to say, right, I've got to gear up, grit your teeth, get your determination levels up again. A bit like Tough Mudders, those of you who do them, you must have to grit your teeth just to keep going, because physically you're exhausted, everything, you just don't want to keep going. You just want to arrive at the destination. And I know some of you just want to arrive at the destination. You're weary, like I was that morning. And when you hear you have need of endurance, it's actually not what you want to hear. You think, I have need of seeing the promise happen in reality. I want those walls down, and I want them down now. And I just, as I sat there, I said, okay, Lord, because I've learned you never fight what he says. You just say, okay, Lord, I take it on. And I realized that there was something missing. You know, in your diet, you have dietary supplements that if you're missing iron, for example, you need to supplement it and take it into your diet. And I knew what was happening was I'd run out of endurance and I needed a fresh spurt of endurance. I needed the ability, the power to endure. But I did the wrong thing, actually. I reacted by saying, right, stealing myself. Whereas God said, after speaking, you've need of endurance. And I started to say, right, talking to myself, Judith, you just keep going, keep walking, a bit like those walking around those walls. Just keep going, just keep walking. I'm going to be determined. I'm going to keep going. And I heard the Lord say, take mine. Take my endurance. And I went, when will I ever learn not to depend on my strength even to endure? It's Christ in me who has the power to endure until I receive the promise. And when he said, take mine, I just simply drove with a big smile on my face and said, right, Lord, I'm taking it now. And I believed that I'd received his endurance. I didn't feel anything, but I just received all that I needed to keep walking and doing what he said. Now, we're just going to look about how to receive this endurance. And I'm going to look at the context of this word, you have need of endurance, because I believe that's what the Spirit wants to speak to you this morning. And I know some of you are tired and weary of keeping on walking, trusting, believing God. And God is going to supply a grace to you to keep going until you see the reward of faith. The reward of what God said he'd already given you, it's going to manifest in your life. See, God is faithful. Wherever he is allowed to be our wonderful counselor, he will always show himself to be our mighty God. If we walk in his counsel, doing what he says, trusting him and his word, we will see a manifestation of his miraculous power. And we will see the victory. We will live in the victory. And we will enjoy the place that he has prepared for us. That place of victory to live in and enjoy. So Hebrews 10, 35, verse 36. Just a couple of verses and then I'd like to pray. I hope that story helped you to understand walking around walls. We have need of endurance. If we keep on walking, we need a supplement. We need a supply of something, and the Spirit will give it God will give it to us. Verse 35 of Hebrews chapter 10. Take it personally. Take it as if this is what God is saying to you. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. Say great reward, just say it. Oh God, great reward, my confidence, my faith in God, my trust in him and what he has said. It's got great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after, there's that after, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. So we see the journey that we're on to receiving the promise, receiving what God has said for us as a people, as a family, seeing people saved, prophecies over your life and your family, what God has given you. We have need of endurance. Don't throw away your confidence. Now, this casting away your confidence is illustrated in the mind, it's what Roman soldiers used to do sometimes when they'd run from the battlefield. They used to throw away their shield. And that's kind of like a visual of don't cast away your confidence. The Roman soldier would be protected with his shield. And we know that biblically, the shield is the shield of faith. Trusting God, trusting what he says. Don't throw it away. When the walls are up, the giants are looming, when there are trials and difficulties like Joseph, when things seem to get worse instead of better, don't cast away your confidence, your confidence in Jesus, because there's great reward. And that reward is seeing what God says happen. So don't throw away your shield of faith. Keep up, hold up your shield of faith, trusting God. The next thing to keep on walking is to see there is a great reward ahead. That's what Joshua saw, the reward God promised was going to happen. So keep on seeing what God said. At the beginning, you know, when you first receive a promise, it's like, oh, wow. But when you've walked a few years, when you've lived through difficulty for a long time and it seems to go on and on, you can forget and stop seeing that picture of victory, and the problem can come and take over your view in your heart and in your circumstances. And so keep seeing the promise. And how do you do that? Well, you take the word again that God spoke maybe years ago or last year, and you say, Lord, I'm going to meditate on it until that sight becomes clear again. I can see as you see about this situation, so that inside all I'm seeing is what God says, rather than what the situation looks like out there is how I'm seeing it. God, give me your vision again and let me see as you see about my life and my circumstances. Keep on seeing. Walking by faith means walking, seeing the victory. Walking around those walls. I can see that. I can see they're down. I can see I'm healed. I can see I've got authority over all the power of the devil. I can see I have the name of Jesus. I can see what Jesus has promised and given me. Walk seeing. Seeing, and don't lose the picture. Don't lose your holy imagination of how God says things look, because that has great reward. Keep walking, not by sight, but by faith. And then this says, so that after you've done the will of God, in other words, you keep doing what Jesus says to do in your daily life. This is about having a Lord and Saviour. Jesus is our commander-in-chief. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Don't live your life doing what you feel like doing. Do what Jesus says to do. And you will walk into a place one day where you will see. That's the manifestation of what Jesus has said. You'll walk into your destiny, the things that God has spoken, maybe when you were a child. You haven't seen yet. that's going to release them. Because God has never lied, and he never can. And every word he speaks will come to pass. You know, in Hebrews it says that Jesus, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, despising its shame. For the joy set before him, endured. And you know, we need to take his strength, his ability to endure, but we also need to understand that Jesus also kept the picture of fruitfulness. The reason he went to the cross was for you and me. The reason he went through hard times, the most tough times, the difficult times, the abuse, the challenges, the pain, the suffering, and then the weight of our sin. The reason he went through the worst suffering of all was because he saw us healed. He saw us forgiven. He saw us sons of God, many of us redeemed. And so the picture he lived with as he went through, the reason he could go through it is that he had another picture. He wasn't looking at the misery and the horror of what he was about to face. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And sometimes we go through suffering times, things that are so tough. We're finding it really difficult to keep on walking. But you know, the picture that God presents out of this all is an incredible victory. He will turn it for good. God will turn it around. And so keep that vision before you, because then comes the joy to endure. For the joy set before him. What are you setting before you? The walls or the victory? The problem or the promise? The Lord or the devil? What the government say? What people say, or what Jesus says. Holy imagination. For the joy set before you, you will endure, seeing that there's going to be an incredible outcome after this. And so I just want to finish with praying for you, that you will take his endurance for your walk. I want to pray for the Holy Spirit to minister to you as an individual, as a family, if you're going through something together that is of a trial. Let's just come before the Lord now. Come to Jesus and pray. Wherever you are, just draw near to him in your heart right now, because he's there. He's with you. Lord, thank you that by faith we can draw near to you. Thank you, you're the God who says, see, I have given you. And there are so many promises, Lord, that are relevant for every individual, victorious outcome in situations that look impossible. You've given us power to overcome. You've given us authority so the enemy won't win in situations. You've given us your name to command in your name. You, Lord, have given us promises for our family. Whole households will be saved. You've given us promises for our town and for our church. We come to you now, Lord. And Lord, day one was easier than day seven. And so, Lord, I pray for those who are in the middle and finding life a bit tough. Lord, you say we need something fresh. We need endurance. And I just want to pray now, Lord, release your endurance. Release, Holy Spirit, right now, your power within each and every believer. Your beloved people. Power to keep walking. Power to keep seeing. Lord, release a fresh vision of victory into their hearts and minds. And Lord, over it all, we say you are faithful. Just like that sign of that rainbow, you are faithful, Lord, and you will do it. But Lord, thank you for the power and the confidence to keep walking by faith. comes from you. And Lord, I pray our imaginations, our heart, our meditation will be on seeing as you see. And we will walk by faith and not by sight. In Jesus' name. Lord, lift up, strengthen. For those who've lost vision, restore it. Bring it back, Lord. Thank you, you're the God when we lose vision, you're the God who brings it back. Lord, bring back a fresh vision of victory at work, relationally. Lord, about our futures, when we look at life and it just seems a mess, you have a vision to bring a victory in Jesus' name. If you're living in what seems an impossible mess, I just want to speak to you today and say in the name of Jesus, he has already given you the victory in that situation. And walk by faith, seeing it. And walk doing what Jesus says to do. Walk in obedience to him. And you are walking into your great reward. You will receive your promise. Praise God. God bless you, saints. He has given you endurance. We've taken it. And we're going to walk in our holy imaginations and keep doing what Jesus says. And we're going to receive all the promises that will be manifest in Jesus' day. God bless you. And I know he strengthened you today. See you soon. And we'll see you at the prayer meeting. Don't forget, we're going to pray on Wednesday night. So it'd be wonderful to join together for that. God bless. Have an amazing week seeing what he sees.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.